puts you in front. In front of my melody. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus. You are all that matters. You are all that matters. I'll put you in front. Hey, in front of my melody. Lord, you are all that matters. Hey, you are all that matters. And I will make room for two, Lord. You and I, Jesus. Lord, you are all that matters. Lord, you are all that matters. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Lord, you are all that matters. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey. Lord, you are all that matters. Lord, oh, hey, oh, hey. You are all that matters, Lord. Oh, please declare that this morning that the Lord is all that matters. Oh, 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 you are all that matters. You are all that matters. My decrees, my professions. You are all that matters. You are all that matters, Lord. You are all that one more time. Oh, hey, oh, you are all that matters, Lord. Nothing else matters, Lord. Oh, hey, oh, hey. You are all that matters. Father, indeed, you are all that matters. We have come to you this morning to hear your word, O Lord. We ask, O Lord God Almighty, that you speak into our lives. Let our faith be strengthened, Lord. Let us see what you want us to see and be who you want us to be. Father, we ask, O Lord, that our heart will be receptive to your word this morning. Jehovah, Lord God, every spirit of buying and selling, every wandering mind, I bind and I cast into the bottomless pit in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that we will not only hear your word this morning, O Lord, that your spirit will activate your word in us that would make us be who the word has spoken concerning today in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And the saints of God will say, amen. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome into a new month. A new month of joy. A new month of peace. A new month of favor. A new month of increase. A new month of enlargement. A new month of divine turnaround that will end the celebration and jubilation in Jesus' name. Please quickly let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. We are just going to read that chapter together. Please, Brother Femi, can you put that verse on the screen? Matthew 6 chapter 33. And we are all going to read together. So by the count, if you are not there in your Bible or in your electronic gadget, you can look up on the screen. It's right on the screen projected. So by the count of three, we go 1, 2, 3. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This is a familiar verse, chapter, the chapter to us. This was an account of when Jesus was teaching his disciples about the principle, the traits, and the character that someone who, you know, professed to be a child of God needs to portray, what they need to do. He was reminding them that if God can take care of the lilies of the ground, if God can take care of the birds that fly in the air, then why won't God take care of us, who he said he has created us in his own image? So God would take care of us. He said, so don't be worried about what are you going to eat. Don't be worried about what you are going to dress, how you are going to dress, what you are going to wear, where is that child going to be, how's that husband going to be. Don't be worried about that. He said, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. The title of the word of God to us this morning says, reset. Put first thing first. I need you to turn to your neighbor to the right and left and say, reset, my sister. Reset, my brother. Put first thing first. Put first thing first. Amen. God has brought us into this new year 2020, and he has brought us into this new month of February. It is important for us to know that we need to put first thing first. Now, the God that we serve, I know that we are all aware, that is a God of order. He demonstrated that even when he was creating the world. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Because he needed light so that everything can fall into place. So that we'll be able to see what he needs to put in place. Because he had a final goal, which is to bring man on earth to be able to dominate and rule over. But God could have brought man, but he knew that if he had brought man, how would man be able to see? How would he be able to suspend himself and walk? So God did everything in order. He knew that light should come first. Then when light come, heaven should be separated and there will be earth, so that man will be in the earth. So in let us move the sea apart so that they will have dry ground, so that men can walk on the dry ground. So he looked at it and looked at it until he came up with bringing up animals, because he knew that man will need to eat. So God, we see there as a God that is a God of order. Everything he does is in order. And when God does things, what precedes that thing sustains the thing that comes ahead. So he knows that man needed to be on earth, and he will need sunlight, he will need air, he will need food to eat. So he first put those things ahead so that man can have those things to fall on when he eventually brings man to come and dominate the earth. Brethren, there are things that we need to put forth for things to begin to work in our life. When we take a pause, let's just take a pause and begin to ask ourselves. Let us do 5 seconds. Let's assess ourselves. What if they say, write what is your priority? I'm not judging. What will be the first priority of what you're aspiring in this, not just this month of February? I'm not even going to deal with the year. In this 1st of February, I'm sure it's going to be something for me, myself, and I. But the scripture is saying, telling us here, in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, chapter 3, that we should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto us. The Bible dictionary for reset means to set again. Yeah, we have been coming. We have been living our lives the same way. We have been doing the same thing all over again. But God has brought us into a new year. Not only that, we have entered into the month of February. It's high time we reset ourselves and begin to put things that needs to be first to be first. When Jesus came to the earth, when you read the account in the book of Matthew, I think chapter 3, before Jesus began his ministry, John the Baptist heard that Jesus was coming. And when Jesus got to where John the Baptist was, John the Baptist said, no, I can't baptize you. You that I'm supposed to go ahead of you. Jesus told John the Baptist, no. God's plan has to follow through. You are supposed to baptize me. Then when you baptize me, then I begin to launch into that which the Lord has called me to do on planet earth. If Jesus had said, oh, okay, you know, okay, I know you have recognized that I'm superior than you, okay, let me. No, but Jesus knew that the God that he served, Jesus, God himself, because Jesus is God himself in man's flesh, knew that everything has to fall into place so that God can do what he needs to do. Brethren, we are in the new month. Please, what are your priorities in this new month? Does he include God? I'm not even saying include. God should be the number one. Because when things are not put in place, what happens? There's bound to be alignment is bound not to be there. When things are not in order, there's bound to be confusion, there's bound to be commotion, there's bound to be chaos. You can imagine if we put all the chairs where this pathway is. If we put all the chairs and all the, nobody will be able to walk. Nobody will be able to have free of way to dance to the front. No. But because these chairs are arranged in a way, everything is ordered, there's a path to walk. So when things are in order, there are things that happen. When things are in order, there is no confusion. When things are in order, then things that you time will be used efficiently. You will not waste time because things are in precept. Things are what they are supposed to. You can imagine if, you know, I was just thinking, you know, when you are at home and you buy something and you're supposed to assemble that thing. See, if you don't look at the manual and you just use head knowledge, you are bound to arrange that thing. And that thing will not be useful for what you have bought it for. Because why? Probably the thing that you were supposed to start with, you did not start with it, and you just use your human knowledge. If you don't look at the manual, the manufacturer's manual. So as even if you build a house, you want to build a castle, and the foundation is not solid, the castle cannot stand. The castle cannot stand. The house cannot stand. The God that we serve is a God of sequence. He did everything in sequence. Things happen, the next thing happened, the next thing happened, because God was getting somewhere. God doesn't do anything in error. He doesn't do anything with mistake. No, he's a perfect God. If we look at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 3. We see there where Apostle Paul said, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, 1 to 3. Benefemi, 1 to 3. We are going somewhere. Just stay with me. Though I speak with the tongue of men and of angels and have no charity, some Bible will say love, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal too. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be born and have no charity or love, it profited me nothing. First thing first. We are created to love God and to love our neighbor. If love is missing, all of our labor in this Christendom is zero. First thing first. Things need to be put in place. First thing, second thing, so that everything would flow and there will be productivity. If things are not in line, there's bound to be accidents. If things are not in line, God cannot enter into a place that is disorganized. You can imagine if you want to go and buy soda or you want to go and buy cookies in a dispenser and they tell you that it is out of order. Would you put your money in there? No. Why? Because you will not get what you want to buy there, because the machine is out of order. That is what happens to us Christians when we are out of order. Out of order is not putting things that are supposed to be put first in first. We need to put God first in all that we do. And you can imagine if we human can go to a machine and we read out of order, and we will not invest our money into that art or that other because it's not going to yield anything for us, then I'll be God. We expect God to waste his resources on us. Thank God for mercy. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Things has to be in order for God to be able to move and things begin to happen. See, the thing there is that we need to get to a point in our life that we know that our life is not our own. That God did not create us just for ourselves. The brother, the sister, the neighbor, the co-worker that is around you, God has created you to meet the needs of those people. Jesus had everything. He could have decided to stay in heaven. But because of the love of God for us, he sent him and he succumbed and went to earth and suffered all what he suffered just for me and you to be here. Brethren, we need to reset ourselves. I'm speaking to my... We need to reset ourselves and let our priority be God. Yes, things happen. I was telling my husband, I said, yes, Kobe died. People will be holy. Give them even 5 hours. Everybody will be back to themselves. But the fact of the matter is that life will continue. But then nobody prays that they die young. But what if it happens? What if it happens? How would we... What are we going to do when God calls us home and says, okay, give account of the gift I've given to you? Do we remember in the book of, I believe in the story of the prodigal, the man that had money, that gave his money to his servant, and he gave some, so 5, another 3, and another 1, and the one that thought that he was smart went to keep the thing that he kept it and buried it. What did the man say? He said, take it from me. God has given, see, everything that we have, the knowledge, the skills, the know-how that we have, is for the glory of God. It's not for us. It is not for us. The owner of it can decide to take it from us anytime. Please, it's not that I'm scaring us. It's not that I'm saying that God is a bad God, but the reality of it is that if you cannot invest your money or your time into something that we use, how do you expect God to invest his time, his resources, his talent on something or someone that will not do it for his glory? Just a food for thought. Brethren, as we journey in this life, I know there's so many challenges, there's so many pressure, there's so many bills that we have to pay, there's so many responsibilities that we have to meet up with. But please, let us put God first, because things have to be in order for things to be productive, for things to be fruitful, for there to be increase. If things are in order, God will fall into you and things will begin to fall into place and all other things shall be added unto us. Some of us, we are spiritually out of order, including myself. God will help us. We are spiritually out of order. And we want God to move mountain. We want things to happen. How will things happen when God cannot even enter us to do what he needs to do? Because we do not do anything of our own power, but by the Holy Spirit that strengthens us. And the Holy Spirit cannot come into a life that is disorganized, in disarray, in confusion. Holy Spirit does not work in this kind of life. So please, as we journey in life, let us put first thing first. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto us. Let us seek God first. Then when we seek him, then he begins to guide us, he begins to direct us, he begins to lead us, he begins to open our eyes to those places where treasures of the Edens are. He begins to make men, he begins to put things in a way so that things can work for us. But when we begin to put God on the back burner and say, God, you sit at the back and I will drive, then we drive ourselves into accident. May we not drive ourselves into accident in Jesus' name. I'm not saying that our needs are not important. Please don't get me wrong. Our needs are important. But then the reality of it is that We are created to show forth the glory of God. God comes first, then every other things follow. As tough as the statement is. What are our priorities? It is important to know that our priorities this year is to doing God's will and assignment. We need to be committed to this kingdom cause. Commitment is key in this kingdom assignment. Commitment comes from the heart. Now, I'm not asking you to be a pastor. I'm not asking you to be an apostle. I'm not asking you to be an evangelist. But that which the Lord has given to you, that skill, that how well have you used it? How well have you used it? How well have I used it? Whatever, wherever God has planted you, is your light showing forth? Can people see Christ in you? In the way you talk, in the way you dress, in the way you, everything, can people say yes of a truth? This my sister, this my brother is truly a child of God. They said when the apostle came out, they said of a truth, these were the people that have been with Christ. Can your wife see Christ in you? Yes, we all come home dressed up sanctimonious with caps and heels and everything. Can your husband say that they can see Christ in you? Can your wife say they can see Christ in the husband? Can your children say they can see Christ in you? You don't have to be a pastor. But you can be a light in those lives of people that God have put you to come to know or you brought to life. May God help us in Jesus' name. I know the amen is very low. But the reality of it is that it's not my word, it's God's word. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. It is working. I can tell you. I'm not trying to brag. But it is working. You put God first, he puts you first. It does work. Don't buy it from the enemy that you are wasting your time. Don't buy it from the enemy that instead of you doing something, you are... Don't buy it. It does work. God never owes anybody. God is not a co-owner of this earth. He owns it. He's not a co-owner. He owns it. And if he owns it, you can imagine. If you put God first, you know, when you're at home, everything you have in your fridge, everybody has it. You know, if I buy soda into my fridge now, my kids can go and drink it. My husband can go and drink it. Because why? He's in the house. You can imagine. So if we love God, we serve God, we do his will, everything about God belongs to us. We enjoy it. We will enjoy it. So why then do we put God at the backbone? The God that is the Alpha and the Omega, that is the beginning and the end, that knows when we were formed, genetically formed in our mother's womb, and knows when we will leave. Then why put him at the back burner when we're supposed to put him in front? Because he has seen everything. He knows our life. He knows how it's going to be. If things are not in order, God cannot come in. God will not force himself into your life. He said, if I knock, if you open, yes, I will come. Pretty please, let us not be carried away by the cares of life. Let us not be carried away by the prettiness of what the world. This world, if see, at the rate at which it's going, if your faith is not strong, you can easily be swerved away. I'm telling you. False doctrines all over the place. False belief. Expert opinions. I'm not saying the expert opinions are not good. They are good, but does it come first in your life than the word of God? Most of us, instead of us, we have problem in the home. Instead of us, look for the word of God that speak about that word. We begin to look for magazine. What does the, what did they say? How to groom a child, how to make marriage work, and this and that. The word of God is key. Please let our life be in proper alignment with the word of God, and his will shall be done in our life. God will not invest in something that he knows that will not bring his glory, because he has created us to show forth his glory. And that is, whether we like it or not, that is what God has created us for. When we are committed to God and his word, he will bring his word to pass in our lives. God is not a backup plan. God, please, he's not our backup plan. No, he's actually our plan. Let us stop putting God as a backup plan. We first go and go and seek consent from people before we say, ah, let me go and pray. Ah, no. That is an error. He said, commit your ways into my hand and I will direct you and lead you. Why are we putting him at the back burner? Let us please reset and put first thing first. As we see, the devil has so much made us think that there are some things that should be, God should be, you know, down, while some things should be first. And that is why we are where we are right now. That is why some of us are going around the circle. The same problem we saw last year is the same problem we are seeing. It's the same. Why? Because we have refused to realize. The devil has made us to realize that what is supposed to be first should not be first, should be fifth or sixth. And God is just sitting down looking at us and watching us on 3D. Okay, now let me see what is going to happen. God will help us in Jesus' name. We should not just say it is when we get this or get that problem that begin to run to God. It is important, even in the small things. Even in the small things, please let us put God first. You might be saying, I'm too spiritual. When I'm going to a meeting, I go to my clothes, I say, Holy Spirit, pick my dress. Because there's something about it that even before you open your mouth, favor speaks. You don't even have to open your mouth. You just see all of them smiling. Just please. Why? It's not because you have 10 of masters or PhD or what? No. Because you have already committed that day, that interview in the hands of God, plus your outfit. You might be wearing designer up and down. When you get there, they will just look at your size. Okay, next. But when you put God first in everything you do, it makes your way prosperous. We cannot remain like this. We cannot. We need to please reset and put first thing first. Seek first the kingdom of God, and every other thing shall be added unto us. As the year goes by, please let us remember that we need to properly align ourselves with the will of God, with the word of God. Please let us stop looking at people to begin to shape our life. Yes, they can be role model, but that's not what the Bible has told us. This is where we can get all the facts. Because when you start reading from Matthew, Jesus took time to tell his disciples what and what not to do. In Matthew 5, there was a beatitude. Blessed is it that everything about how you need to live your life is in the Bible. Stop looking at Mr. A or Mrs. B. Please. It's the word of God. I was telling you earlier that if you want to arrange something, you need the manufacturer manual to be able to know the step-to-step order of how to put that thing. Remember, okay, let me not use that for amen. We all know in the house, when you know, there's some people that are good, it's either your husband knows how to assemble and the wife doesn't. So when you buy stuff, the one that doesn't know how to assemble will just do it and put it. And by the time, because they did not look at the manual, you see that maybe one side is bent and the other side is there. And you see some screws out there. By the time you ask that, what are these screws for? They say, it's spare. It's a lie. It's not spare. It's actually, maybe probably that person that used to assemble did not take out time to actually know where all those other tools supposed to go, and you begin to see it fall apart. But when you take out time to look at the manual, to look at which needle goes to where, what goes to where, you see that product or that thing stands well and you use it for what you have bought it for. Please let us stop using people. Let us not stop. Let's stop using things of the world to align our life. That is not what our life should be aligned. Use the word of God. Please spend time in the word of God. I know you keep hearing me saying, please spend time in the word of God. The word of God, everything that you need, how to raise your child, how to have a good home, how to have a good marriage, how to have a divine health, everything that we need to live on this earth is in the word of God. Please, let's take out time to spend the word of God. Let us meditate in the word of God. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to give us understanding of the word of God. We read the word of God and we think, sometimes we just read out of context, sometimes we just read. Please, let's, each time we carry the Bible, it's not a novel. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes to the things that we need to see and give us understanding. Because you cannot read the word of God and remain the same. Because the Bible says that the word of God is like a two-edged sword that pierces, goes in and pierces. There has to be a transformation when you read the word of God. You cannot remain the same when you read the word of God. When you spend time in the word of God, you cannot be the same. See, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Please let us reset and put first thing first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto us. When we seek God first, he comes in, we put him first, he puts us first, and begin to make everything. Check out David. What happened to David? Check out Daniel. Check out Shadrach and Meshach. If you say those are the Bible's time, check out our men, our fathers in the Lord. It works. It works. May God Almighty help us, that we'll put that which is, that needs to be first to be first, so that we can prosper in this land of America. So that we can prosper in this new year that God has brought us. And as we celebrate this new month that God has ushered us into, God will begin to open our eyes to the things that we need to see. God will help us, to give us the grace to have time to spend in his word, so that we can be transformed and be who God has created us to be from the foundation of the earth. Shall we rise up on our feet? As we rise up on our feet, I just want to charge us this morning, that as we go home today, let us propose in our heart. Because I tell you, once you propose in your heart that you want to reset and put God first, the devil will come and fight you. The devil will tell you 1,010 reasons why you shouldn't put God first. He will tell you that it doesn't work. Please do not listen to it. Please do not listen to it. Just put God first. Put God first in your marriage, in your parenting, in your academics, in your profession, in your business, in your work, and see if things will not turn around. See if things will not be better than what it is. Please put God first and see that he will add every other thing to us. Let us ask God for the grace in any other area of our lives that we have faith to put him first, that God will help us to put him first.